This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Mendocino Complex fire, the biggest fire California has ever seen, 402,000 acres as of this morning, is still burning, and it's going to burn for a good while longer. California and a big chunk of the West, as you've seen on TV this year so far, are seeing more frequent and more expensive fires now. So, of course, the question the state officials have is who's going to pay? We're talking tens and, in the aggregate, hundreds of millions of dollars. One possibility is the parent companies of approximate cause of a lot of the fires, Powerlines. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Jed Kim has that one.
Before the Mendocino Complex, last year's Thomas Fire, north of L.A., was California's biggest. It started next door to Thomas Aquinas College. Sarah Abood is a junior at the Catholic College. She remembers the night.
We're in the chapel and benediction's happening, so Father Buckley's up at the altar and the Blessed Sacrament is out.
Suddenly, bells started ringing nonstop. School officials announced there was a fire. The students rushed out to be evacuated.
And we looked straight to our right, and right behind that hill right there was just a glow of orange from this fire.
Abood shows me how close the flames got.
This tree, I guess about a third of the way up, has been charred, and then that one too.
But aside from some burned trees and a scorched dormitory door, there was barely any damage to the 130-acre campus. But others weren't so lucky. All told, the Thomas Fire destroyed more than 1,000 structures and caused nearly $2 billion in damages. Several victims have filed lawsuits against the region's power company, Southern California Edison, saying it's to blame for the fire. An official cause hasn't yet been determined, but the utility has reason to be concerned. Sean Hecht teaches environmental law at UCLA. He says California has strict laws when it comes to utilities and wildfire liability.
If a private utility is responsible for a wildfire, that private utility can be held responsible for the costs, even if they weren't at fault.
Edison and other investor-owned utilities would like to change things so their shareholders aren't necessarily on the hook if their equipment starts a fire. Downed power lines have been the cause of other recent fires in the state, including last year's deadly Wine Country fires. Utilities say they're in danger of going bankrupt if shareholders have to pick up the costs. In the aftermath of the Thomas and other fires, politicians have proposed bills requiring utilities to do more. Some of them have come from this man.
Bill Dodd, state senator, 3rd District.
He's a busy guy. I had to reach him on the Senate floor on his cell phone.
I'm going to have to vote here. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Aye. Okay, we're ready.
California lawmakers are considering changes like allowing utilities to sell bonds to help cover damage costs. Also, making them submit plans to reduce fire risk, things like clearing trees from lines. Then the utilities would be judged according to whether they stuck to their plans. Critics worry because that opens the door for the companies to pass on wildfire costs to customers in their bills. Dodd says that could be made fair by giving more authority to a higher power. No, not that higher power. The California Public Utilities Commission.
You know, they can protect ratepayers while they're, you know, hardening the grid. But make no mistake about it, there is no free lunch. And those costs are going to be shared by shareholders and ratepayers alike.
Critics say that power companies are in the best position to make sure fires never start in the first place. Mark Toney is with the Utility Reform Network. He says utilities need a strong incentive to be vigilant.
And the only way to do that is to make sure when they're responsible for starting fires that their shareholders pay and not the customers.
California's lawmakers have until Friday to get something to the governor's desk. They're working down to the wire because you can't rely on miracles saving things. In fact, when it comes to disasters and liability, acts of God usually mean the opposite. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.